The UNL Police Department is working to educate students about pedestrian and traffic laws. UNLPD Sergeant Dave DeBelka says some students on campus are violating traffic signals, and this has drivers concerned.
It seemed for some reason this fall received way more complaints than we have in the past, primarily from drivers calling us saying, hey, look, I almost just hit somebody. Something's got to be done. When we get multiple complaints, we just can't turn a blind eye to it.
After receiving complaints about students crossing the street unlawfully at the 14th and Vine intersection, DeBelka says officers were sent out to monitor that intersection to make sure pedestrians are following traffic signals.
We're not there to write tickets and, you know, ruin people's day or anything like that. Our goal really is just education and just having people make sure that they're just waiting for the crosswalk.
But DeBelka says 14th and Vine isn't the only area of concern on UNL campus.
16th Street is kind of another problem too, between kind of Vine and R Street. Just people coming out of like the Catherine Nyhart courtyard areas. Just a lot of people crossing there.
UNLPD has already handed out 8 jaywalking fines and at least 10 official warnings this semester alone. But Daily Nebraskan opinion writer Nick Kasner says the flow of traffic at 14th and Vine needs to be fixed before any more citations are handed out.
I think the whole light system and both foot and car traffic is very poor on that street. So if we want to fix it for that specific intersection, I think that's the way to go.
Emily Kuklinski, a senior English and theater major at UNL, believes the new enforcement is a great way to discourage students from illegally crossing the street.
I think by including fines, it'll deter people. Like, they won't be happy about it, but it'll deter them from jaywalking, which is already illegal.
Sophomore geology major Amber Fertig is one of the handful of students who has issued an official warning for jaywalking. While Fertig appreciates UNLPD trying to keep students safe, she doesn't think handing out flyers, warnings, and fines will make much of a difference.
I think they have like good intentions by it, but the only time I've ever seen anybody actually follow the rules is when there's cops there. Pedestrians are always they always have places to be and things to do. I just think it's a waste of time.
There have only been 2 car versus pedestrian accidents on UNL campus since 2013, but Sergeant DeBelka says one accident is too many, and student safety is UNLPD's number one concern.
Most of the people it seems we've been contacting are just ones that just aren't paying attention. And those are the ones that are probably going to someday get hit because they're buried in their cell phone, or, you know, they got the beats going and they're not really paying attention to their surroundings. Now we're to the point where, you know, we've done as much education as we can, so we've kind of moved into like an actual enforcement phase.
Reporting for KRNU, I'm Tommy Rezach.